This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. I think we have everybody back to school today, including Elizabeth Forward. This is their first day. They have some construction going on, so push the opening day. Everybody else seems to be in class and ready to go. As far as big news stories locally, as you heard perhaps in the newscast, in Elwood City, an explosion. The mayor there believes may have been a natural gas explosion. With details, KDK TV's Megan Shin.
We want to take a look out here and see the explosion site itself. Law enforcement still there on the scene. They're investigating what led up to this explosion. This all happened along Mount Vernon Drive. To give you some context, we were down the block away from there in Elwood City. And inside the building, you could see several businesses that were impacted by this. There's a salon, a lawyer's office, as well as a brew pub inside here. Now, the explosion itself happened inside the brew pub from what we can see. It's called the Time Brew Pub, according to Google Maps right now. But we spoke with neighbors in the neighborhood who say they heard the sound of the explosion around 12:30. Take a listen to what neighbor KT Thompson told us.
I was just relaxing watching TV, and it felt like literally like a bomb had hit. All the windows shook, and I thought maybe a chimney had fallen onto the roof, and boom, massive explosion.
You could feel the area shaking if you live in this nearby neighborhood. So far, we know that no one has been hurt due to this explosion. No one was inside the building at that time. Of course, very off hours, right? On a Monday, Labor Day, around 12:30 in the morning. We'll keep you updated, though, on how this might impact the surrounding area and any further updates into this investigation. Reporting in Elwood City, Megan Shin, KDK TV News.
And yesterday on the Allegheny River in Harmer, as Pat also reported, a really major fire on a boat. They just had refueled, apparently, 168 gallons. Aaron, if you've been on the river in a while, if you've been in a boat recently, nowhere to go. Three people on board, two jumped off into the water. One was injured, taken to the hospital. We don't know the condition of that person.
Yeah, I haven't been on the Allegheny recently. I've been on a boat at a lot of different lakes, and that's got to be really frightening.
Yeah,
truly. I can't imagine
when you see the photographs that they have of it fully engulfed in flames. There's nowhere to go but into the water. So that was right on the Allegheny River, again near Harmer. What else is going on nationally? This is a big day. Summer break is finally over for Congress, and CBS News reporter Christopher Cruz says there's a lot to get done.
Members of the House and Senate have a packed fall agenda. The most urgent task will be to pass a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of this month. No one knows if Republicans and Democrats will be able to agree on how to do that. And the Senate is considering changing its rules to get around Democrats stalling on President Trump's nominations.
And we'll see where that goes. We're also going to check in with former KDK TV political analyst John Delano, who I saw. He was at the Labor Day parade. Apparently, so were a lot of other people yesterday. With the weather being picture perfect at 10 o'clock when the parade launched, they had a huge crowd.
Huge. And it doesn't shock me that John was there. Can you imagine once you're kind of freed up, you take some time and then you kind of want to pop into things, make your way around. So that's cool.
Yeah, to kind of get through the Labor Day weekend, it's the unofficial end of summer, obviously. We're going to have warm weather.
Right.
Well into September, maybe October, who knows? With
right.
The way the climate's going, you're not 100% sure. But one of the things they're going to be talking about are also nominations. So with Congress back in session, there is a lot on the agenda and really important things for us. And one of the things we'll ask John, now we hear this all the time, government's going to run out of money if we don't get this extension. How many times have you heard that just here in the last year?
So many times. And it's always good to have someone on who can make it comprehensive and just easy to understand for your average listener. What does that mean? Should we have something to worry about?
And another story that I think for Pittsburghers, you know, we keep hearing about all these good things coming. State Senator Wayne Fontana believes we're embarking on a third renaissance in the region. Mm-hmm. He will join us right after the news at the bottom of this hour. And by the way, Pat Septak, our news anchor today, Paul Rasmussen is enjoying a vacation week.
Right. And I believe he's notorious for not necessarily knowing sometimes what he's going to do until the last minute. So it'll be cool to hear what he did when he comes back.
Well, that's what you can do when you're a bachelor.
Yes. Right? You can just flow, wake up and do something random.
Just decide. And then there is an attractiveness to the being able to do that.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I can do whatever I want to do.
Yep.
What did you do over the weekend? It was
I shared with you off the air. I have a lot of friends, as we know, that are getting married and having kids. I'm in that season. So Friday I met dear friends of Annie and I's newborn. Saturday I took a meal to other friends that had babies, twins. Then I spent some time with family, as you said, had some car trouble, kind of worked on that. Sunday was a very chill day. And then yesterday I spent the day at the pool. One of our friends' pool was kind of a closing.
Just hanging out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of the public pools close after Labor Day if they made it this far, because they used to. When universities and schools go back to session, they lose a lot of lifeguards. But yeah, it is a new season.
It's approaching that time.
Of a new season. We got you covered here on KDKA. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Can't believe it's almost time, but on Wednesday, October 15th at the Rivers Casino's Event Center, we will be celebrating our hometown heroes, five individuals who are doing extraordinary things without looking for anything for themselves, identified by people who, and you still have a chance for those nominations as well this week. So you can go to kdkradio.com to do that. But in the meantime, we wanted to announce who our Lifetime Achievement Awardees. Aaron, you attended last year.
Yes.
One of the most inspirational evenings of the year for me to meet our hometown heroes, some we've stayed in touch with for the past dozen years since
the very beginning. It was amazing. It's amazing to go to an event, and the overall tone of the entire event is just positivity, joy, encouragement. It was great.
And this is not the Savannah Bananas.
No.
It's even more inspirational.
Agreed.
The bananas were fun. And later in the show, we're going to ask people who were there. I'm just curious what people's reactions were to that. But meanwhile, first up, He is the chief executive officer of Pyatt Companies in Pyatt Sotheby's International Realty. More than a quarter of a century in development, real estate, and leadership. He is a visionary. He oversees a portfolio over $1 billion in revitalization projects throughout Western Pennsylvania, half a billion of that in redevelopment of downtown Pittsburgh. He's also active in so many charities and community organizations. He's the founder and leader of the Pyatt Family Foundation's Rock, Rig, and Relief, which they just had, and this year helping young people from the Manchester Craftsman's Guild. And it is Lucas Pyatt, who is a visionary, and he has helped move, you talk about a third renaissance, Aaron.
Right.
This is one of those people, and I always marvel at people that can see what a place can be, mm-hmm. even under the negativity that comes with where a place is now.
Right. So true. To walk into what everyone's like, oh, you know, the city, this, the city, that. And to him, it's a blank canvas. What can you do?
To that end, he is the man behind Esplanade, which is this 15-acre development along the Ohio River, just beyond where Rivers Casino is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically creating a new neighborhood.
So excited for that.
And it's finally, and it's been a while because COVID pushed things back. And this is a big deal. You know, imagine.
Major.
The hurdles you have to overcome to pull off something like this. So Lucas Pyatt, for his vision, is one of our Lifetime Achievement Awardees. And the other, I've had a relationship for the past 24 years. He used to be on this show every week during football season when he was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is an easy one. Over the years, I've gotten to know his mom, Gladys, who's a breast cancer survivor. And the positivity, once you meet his mom, mm-hmm. then you understand why Jerome Bettis is the way he is. The apple didn't fall too far.
Right. Sweet, sweet people.
And he's got his, you know, bus stop organization, and he has continued to contribute to this community long after he won that Super Bowl, as they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of that Super Bowl in Detroit, where he got to do a walk-off in his career in his hometown.
Unbelievable.
Have you met Jerome yet?
I have never met him. I have admired from afar. I'm thinking back to when he still played, a high school bus, like, roll up him on the field. I just am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thinking about my childhood, so I'm excited for that, to celebrate him and to meet him. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Jerome is about as good as it gets. And keep in mind, so he's not only a Super Bowl champion with the Steelers, which puts you in a special class, let's be honest, because they'll always say Super Bowl champ,
always.
Jerome Bettis, National Football League Hall of Famer. And here to me, an award he received that's even more important. I told his mother that too, and she didn't disagree. That is the Walter Payton Award in the National Football League for being, that only goes to one person. Not a whole team and a coaching staff, just one person.
Those mean a lot.
For his philanthropic efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's helped a lot of kids over the years with his bus stop organization. So we're excited to have Jerome.
It's going to be great.
Jerome Bettis, Lucas Pyatt at our Hometown Heroes event. We'd love for you to join us. That is Wednesday, October 15th at the Event Center inside Rivers Casino. In the meantime, again, if you have somebody you want to nominate, like now is the time.
Yeah, now's the time.
I wouldn't wait any longer.
No.
So go to kdkradio.com. Good morning. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome State Senator Wayne Fontana back to the show. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
I consider you a visionary, and as you know, this town has reimagined itself a couple of times with the Renaissance, first in the 50s and 60s, then again in the 80s and 90s, and you believe we're on the dawn of a whole new era here in southwestern Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, Larry, I think time is now with all the AI and robotics coming to our area, and you a couple of weeks ago, we had a summit here. A lot of leaders from around the country coming to Pittsburgh and announcing a big investment, billions of dollars. So it's up to us now to take the reins and organize and prioritize for the future. We can't be scattered. We can't be, you know, just thinking it's going to happen without some efforts on the part of leadership here in Pittsburgh.
So what would you like to see moving forward? Because you're right, Senator, we've heard a lot of positive things potentially for the region to grow, but somebody's got to roll up their sleeves and do the work. So what do we need done here in the region?
Well, I think the idea here, to me anyway, is to organize. We have to organize among all the organizations and people that make decisions, which, you know, obviously it's the political side, it's the company side, the Allegheny Conference, the Chamber of Commerce, we have a tech council. All these things exist. It's just a matter of everyone communicating. Over the years, I've found that there's a lot of disconnect. Folks don't talk to each other about what their priorities are and what they're going to do next. Some of that's because they're chasing the same money and there's not enough to go around. I think at this point, I mean, the folks from the AI community and businesses and political leaders announced that, you know, the money's available to come. It's a matter of prioritizing what's first, not to be scattered about where it goes and how it goes and those types of things. We have the location. We have the land. We have the educated workforce. We have all those things in position. We can't mess it up now. Now's the time, and there's going to be another summit coming, I understand, next week. So the focus is here. Focus to bring other businesses here, other workforce, and to keep our workforce here. So I think the time's right now, but who's talking about it? Who's out there saying, you know, okay, we have this opportunity. How do we go forward? But what's the best path forward? And the folks that I mentioned all have to come together to make that decision.
On a smaller scale, comparatively to the billions and billions of dollars that apparently will be coming to the state, this NFL draft has kind of set us up for a one-off, but it could be and should be the largest event in the history of the region. And you need the same spirit of cooperation. Are there people that recognize that in many cases, these are the same people that we need to come together to move us forward?
No question. The NFL draft will definitely shine a light on Pittsburgh for at least a week as people come into town before the draft, it's day after the draft. But they're going to be moving around. the NFL's in town and they're planning, you know, different things besides just the draft for people to do. So, yes, and it's our time to advertise and promote what we are. And so, you know, on top of it, people come for obviously for work reasons to areas like Pittsburgh, but they also there's a quality of life they look for. And we have it here. Pittsburgh's a great town. It's a great small town. It has a lot to offer. But here's the opportunity to shine. And it's shining for the NFL draft. It should be shining, hopefully. And certainly, obviously, AI and robotics is here. It's already coming. So now we just got to make it right and make sure they want to stay. And I think, you know, we have the space. We have the land. We have the workforce. Everything's in position. So we need to brag about it and show it, promote it, market it. Well, now's the time to do it. If we wait too long, it'll be by us and somebody else will capture that.
So for people listening, what can we do to help?
I think it's something that we just encourage our business leaders and certainly our political forces out there, our elected officials, to concentrate on it. And I think it will happen if the folks understand that now's the time to do it. You know, everyone knows somebody when whether it's in the political field or education field, business field, or maybe somebody that's on the conference or the chamber. Those folks back in the day, and if you recall those renaissances you mentioned, it was everyone coming together. It was business and workforce. It was unions. It was the political, the Democrats and Republicans, all coming together. It's about encouraging everybody to step up, work together. Something that doesn't happen a lot, at least in my field these days. You need to work together to make things move forward.
By the way, bringing people together, this Savannah Banana phenomenon, Friday and Saturday at PNC Park, 80,000 people in 2 days in a family event in a beautiful ballpark and on a picture-perfect weather weekend. Kind of gave you a, I don't know, I was there on Saturday night, Senator, just felt good for the community to just come together for a fun event too.
That's exactly the right word. It's fun. Everyone loves to have some fun, especially on a holiday weekend, and that's what happened there. I give the Pirates credit for bringing them in. It is something. It's sweeping the country. We've talked about it. As you know, I'm on the Sports and Exhibition Authority.
Correct.
We've talked about it there, and it was good to see a fun event come to Pittsburgh. And again, you know, working together and everybody encouraging it and focusing on something that it benefits the whole community. And again, Pittsburgh shined because of it.
Well, congratulations. That was a marquee and memorable event. Much more to come. Appreciate the time as always, Senator. Thank you.
Larry, have a great week. Thank you.
Senator Wayne Fontana representing the 40s.
In Lawrence County overnight, a building on Mount Vernon Drive in Elwood City exploded a little after midnight. The building housed three businesses, and we're being told that this could have been the result of a gas leak.
Yeah, we've seen that, unfortunately, before. And KDKA-TV's Megan Shin was there, and one of the neighbors, his name is KT Thompson, felt the explosion.
I was just relaxed watching TV, and it felt like, literally, like a bomb had hit. All the windows shook, and I thought maybe a chimney had fallen onto the roof. Boom! Massive, massive explosion.
So, gas company on the scene, apparently, Pat, and investigate and see exactly what happened.
Yeah, luckily no injuries there. A father and his adult son found shot to death in Pleasant Hills, both dead from a single gunshot wound. This was in the 400 block of Nantucket Drive. The county's homicide unit is investigating.
Yeah, just tragic.
Yeah.
There's no other way to frame that story.
It's horrible. Still no winner in the Powerball, Larry. Tomorrow night's jumbo jackpot's drawing is going to be up to $1.3 billion with a B.
And the cash option, $589 million.
I'll take it.
But what about the taxes? You'd have to pay a lot of taxes, so...
That's okay.
I'll
pay the taxes.
I know.
Just give me the money.
I always laugh when people say, yeah, but what about the taxes?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so take it easy.
Yeah.
You're still going to get a few $100 million in cash if you want, or you can do the 1.3. We always ask, that's those financial planner people.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the best option? I guess it depends on how old you are.
Yeah, right, right. Right.
I think most people would take the money and run.
That's what I would do.
$1.3 billion. Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.